Hey everybody, welcome to this Podbean podcast exclusive. So please make sure you subscribe to my podcast channel here so you can catch up with exclusive content, which I will be putting out on podcast along with some other alt media outlets. So let's just chat through a story which has hit the UK media. It's all about the fact that Oxford lecturers are boycotting Oriel College over what's called a statue decision. And that's the statue, of course, of Cecil Rhodes. So the story goes, around 150 Oxford University academics, they're refusing to teach at one of its colleges after it decided to keep what's called, in quotation marks, the controversial statue of Cecil Rhodes. For years, campaigners have been calling for the statue at Oriel College to go, saying Rhodes stood for, sigh, white supremacy and racism. But last month, the college decided not to take it down for practical reason. Now, some academics are boycotting Oriel, having signed a petition saying that the statue glorifies colonialism. Oriel College are not commenting on the matter. And then, of course, there's the usual demolition of Rhodes. And regardless of what Cecil Rhodes thought and what Cecil Rhodes did, the fact of the matter is he was a benefactor to this university. So for this university, and that's why the statue went up to Rhodes at the university. So, you know, so there is that aspect of things. Secondly, he's dead, so he can't defend himself. And third, why should 19th century businessmen have to defend themselves in the 21st century when they're long dead? Now, the reality are that these lecturers are saying, well, the decision to remove the statue undermines us all. Fine, resign, leave the university, go and find somewhere else that will pay you for your work. If you aren't prepared to do the job for which you are richly rewarded, then I think you should be either get out or be thrown out. It says, actually, the story goes on to say that as well as refusing to tutor Oriel students, the Dons will also not help the college when it interviews admissions candidates or attend talks sponsored by it. Fine, sack the Dons. You know, you really can't have a situation where highly woke, politicized academics seek to undermine the very institutions that teach them. And that's exactly what they're doing. I imagine a lot of these people are probably culturally off the left, deeply leftist, woke and all the rest of it. So I'm not sure that actually these students are in a position of disadvantage by not being taught anything by these Dons. In fact, if this is the kind of political ideology that's at the heart of these academics, surely students will benefit by not hearing it, by not hearing from them, which raises the whole issue, of course, is just generally the absolute state of academia in the UK in 2021. These institutions have been fully penetrated by the left, and that toxicity is manifesting itself in every way. We saw it the other day when at a different college, the decision was taken to remove a portrait of Her Majesty the Queen. So a British university removing a portrait of the British head of state. Why? Just the same reason as in this story. It's all about colonialism. It's all about white supremacy. This is, I'm afraid, a cancer that's eating away at our universities. The best way to keep your children safe from it, however, is not to send them to university in the first place. I believe universities are increasingly dangerous places. It didn't used to be, but they are now. And because of that, I think young minds exposed to the toxic minds of these academic dons is a danger to their well-being. So, well, I think that. Maybe you let me know what you think in the comments below. Just do make sure, as I say, you share this, subscribe to the podcast, and you'll get a lot more content from me. Thank you very much.